During your walk, you will be able to discover the old center of Olioul and its many echoes of medieval times, such as the Place Victor Clément or the Church of Saint-Laurent. The different stages of its construction can be clearly distinguished on the church's facade. The central part was built between 1096 and 1143, while the facades on both sides of the aisles are from a later date, built in the 15th century to cater for the fast growth of the population. Once you enter the church, in the darkness at the bottom of a short flight of steps, you are welcomed by a beautiful font borne by a white marble angel. Made in the 17th century, this work is ascribed to the studio of the sculptor Pierre Puget. The first building is composed of a central barrel-vaulted nave. It ends with a barrel-vaulted apse, that is, in the shape of a quarter of a sphere. When the aisles were added, large semicircle arcades were built, which gave more space within the church. Even in these later periods of construction, the Roman style persisted, and this is indeed what gave the building its beautiful stylistic unity. In 1652, the communal archives mention important repairs and several refurbishments made in the church. This is probably at the entrance to the side chapels. It is also at this time that the bell tower that gives the church its current look was built. When you are in front of the choir, look up towards the oculus, the small round aperture on the triumphal arch. Today, the latter is fitted with glass windows and adorned with the monogram of Christ, known as the chrism. Originally, the oculus used to let the rising sun's rays through, symbolizing the divine light. Unfortunately, this effect disappeared when the bell tower was built. During the French Revolution, the church was used to store the furniture taken from the emigrants, then as a decadal temple, where the Republican celebrations took place. In 1802, when this place of worship was officially reopened, the interior was painted. A pavilion and an iron cage were added to the bell tower. In the 1950s, Canon Henri had the church stripped of its paint, giving it back its primitive appearance. A display panel located at the corner of the church on the side of the fountain explains the evolution of the building across the years. Out of respect for this place of worship, you are kindly asked not to walk through the church during the religious services.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company Audiovisit.